This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God, this is Evangelist Rene Carmus coming to you live with Prayer Power. Praise the Lord. I welcome everybody out there for another edition of Prayer Power Live. And I can assure you that when the Word of God comes to you, the moment that you hear it, and you're going to hear it today, there's no doubt about it, it will change your situation. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what's happening in your life. The Word is sharper than a double-edged sword. It'll pass right through you and cut everything out that doesn't belong there, folks. I can assure you that. I'm just happy about God. I'm happy about that He made another day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to be glad in it, and you should too. Be glad in the Word of God. Be glad in the day of God. You have tuned in, and not by accident. It's not coincidental with God. It's never coincidental. He's done it already. He knows all about it. It's been done already before the world was ever created. God knows everything about you. And right now, He wants you. He's touching your heart. Right now, the Holy Spirit is touching you people out there. Glory to God. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. There's no doubt about it. Glory to God. I just feel the presence of the living God. Remember, this is a show opinionated, of course, according to the Word of God, or maybe yourself. It all depends on how you feel about it. But the Word of God is true and true and true, and it never changes. That's a good thing about God. He never changes. He loves me. He loves you, and unconditionally, of course. But right now, glory to God. God's going to do something good for you. God is not out to hurt you. He's always out to help you, to bless you, to lift you up, encourage you, and make you at the greatest time of your life, in the greatest moments, He's there with you. And at the worst times, He's there with you as well. A day right now. Again, this is a talk show. This is a show where you can call in. Just call in right now, 484-2500. Or 1-877-464-2500, and we will pray with you. I'll pray for you, and if you have any comments about anything, about the scripture, about what topic, the topic that we're going to talk about, please, whatever you do, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you out there. But regardless, even though you don't, listen to the Word and understand that God is touching your heart right now. Unbelievable what He can do. He's done it for me. He'll do it for you. He's done it for millions because God loves you. Glory to God. Today, remember, today we're talking about why tithe. Oh, man, that is a highly controversial topic. There's no doubt about it. People don't like to talk about their money, man. They like that money. Ooh, and you got to understand, sometimes that money becomes their God. And remember, God talks a lot about money. He talks a lot about it. And it's very important. Just keep that in mind. But why tithe? And exactly, what is a tithe? What is a tithe? Maybe you people out there can tell me exactly what is a tithe, or what you feel is a tithe, and what God is saying is a tithe. Call the number, 484-2500. That's 318-484-2500. We love to hear from you or pray with you, man. I'm going to pray that devil out. Pray him away from you. Just keep in mind that the devil always harassing you, but prayer will knock him out. And that's what I'm here for, to knock the devil out. We come here to destroy the works of the devil. Just keep that in mind. And don't forget, God loves you. And I'll pray with you. Glory to God, man. I'm here to fight. I fight the good fight. There's no doubt about it. I'm a fighter. I'm a radical for God. Glory to God. And nothing is going to stop me. Glory to God. Why? Because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Man, hey, I'm serious about Jesus. I'm serious about God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So give us a call out there. We'll pray with you right now. Don't hesitate to get on them phones. Don't let the devil do what he's doing to you, man. You got reinforcement, and we're here. We'll pray. Our faith will bring it through all together. Call the number. Again, 1-877-464-2500. Don't forget that. And we got Fallon. Fallon.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're doing great. Praise God. I'm just happy to have you on board.
Praise the Lord. God be the glory.
Hey, well, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You know what I mean?
Of course.
You live right here. You with Brother Wade, too, you know, and myself. We here together.
Of course. My name is Fallon Bell, a.k.a. Goddess Christos, the Kingdom Kid.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, sir. I do Christian hip-hop music. I am in ministry as well. I am a servant of the Lord. However he wants to use me, I let him use me, whether it's prophetic, whether it's healing, whether it's prayer, whether it's evangelizing, whatever he wants me to do, I'm willing to go and do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to work together knocking devils out and moving them things out of the way for people. I'm sure happy to have you here with me. Glory to God. And Fallon, we are talking about why tithe? You know, why? What is a tithe? You know, people sometimes they get a little confused on that, and they think that, you know, just by giving it just to anybody, you know, is that really a tithe? You know, what do you think about that?
Well, so for me, I know that when I tithe in church and offering, right, I write on my seed what I'm expecting the Lord to do, and He has not missed.
He has not missed.
Whatever I've asked for, he has done.
He has done.
He has kept up every promise.
Awesome.
And so I do understand. I know when people are speaking about when they can go out into the community and they can, you know, they can give their, those are offerings, right?
Okay. So there's a difference, right? Tithes and offerings.
There is a difference. But when you have a, but first you need a church home. You know, when you have a church home, you don't mind giving your 10% because that's what helps the church. But you first need to find a church that you can trust. A lot of times the people just not trusting the church to give them their money, and that's the problem.
That's the problem. But you got to keep in mind, remember, when you're giving unto God, you're not giving to the preacher.
Amen.
All right? You got to keep that in mind, man.
Amen.
You know, give it unto the Lord. Whatever you do, the Bible said, give it unto God. Now, watch this. In Malachi 3, it says, will a man rob God? Oh, my goodness, man. You breaking into his house and robbing him or something? Or you just beating him out on the street, you know, whatever you got.
Well, everything that we have has come from the Lord.
Amen.
So you should be able to give him back the first fruits of what you're getting.
Amen.
So sometimes a lot of times people aren't wanting to bring him back the first fruit. And we saw that with the first kids, right, with Cain and Abel.
I was about to talk about Cain and Abel, man. It starts from the beginning, folks. Cain and Abel, they're coming and giving to God whatever they had. Those days is pretty much a commodity, you know, of that time.
Yes.
They didn't have really paper money or anything else that's kind of hard, you know, as far as that in this type of world that we live in now. But again, you know, they had vegetables and stuff like that. They had animals, you know, given unto God, sacrificing, of course. But they gave to God, and that's what we're looking at. You know, there's two components here that are very important in tithing. And when you give to God, first of all, it's because he commands you to do it. Okay, that is why God commands you to do it. Keep that in mind. He said, hey, you got to give to me. Hallelujah. You robbing me, man. You stealing from me. In the first place, that's the reason you got that money, because I let you get it. I own everything, he says, according to Haggai. He said, man, I own it all. Glory to God. All the cattle on the hill, all the gold and silver. And keep that in mind. And you know what else he talks about in Haggai? Now, what you did, Miss Holland? And you people out there. And he says it very well. He says, you're putting all your money and building all your homes. You're taking care of yourself. But my temple, my house, spiritual house is what we're talking about now. Man, you're just letting it run down. You ain't giving nothing. You ain't trying to build. You ain't giving. You got to give to God. He said, that's the reason why you got holes in your pocket. Man, you still broke. Glory to God. You still broke.
Yes.
No matter how much money you got, you broke as a joke. And let me tell you, God is looking for people who is, first of all, he don't need your money. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, he does not need your money. Well, brother, what do you give? You know, what everybody wants to be? Because he tells you to. He's looking for a person, a people who will obey him.
Amen.
All right? Obey him. That's the first and most important component in giving to God and tithing. What I mean, we're talking about tithing, but it must come from the heart.
Yeah, a cheerful giver.
Man, hey, I'm going to give it to you, but, you know, a lot of people are like, here you go, God. And they're pulling their arms out. They're having a hard time giving to God.
You have to give it to him knowing that he's going to give it back to you. Like, Amen. To not be afraid. And even though you're giving it unto the man or the man of God in the house, it's still unto God. Oh, you're not doing it for the person. You're doing it's your spirit. And so that's what the problem with was Cain. His spirit wasn't right. That's why he wanted to give God the second best. I'm going to keep the work best for me, but I'm going to just give you what's left
that's
over.
Exactly what
and we saw what happened.
Exactly.
And so you have to want to give because you understand the principle of the giving. And Amen. So I think a lot of people they're just thinking with their natural mind, and they're thinking, you know, carnally, and not understand it's the spirit behind it, because you're blessing the house of God where you trust, and he's giving it back into your house.
And it's all built on faith.
It's
like,
all faith.
Man, okay, you get all this money. You know, some people just come into a lot of money for instance, maybe $100,000,
right.
You know, for instance. And, you know, and what you got to give off of that? Tell me, you know. What?
Well, so $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000. Well, that's kind of hard, you know. It's like, man, $10,000 is a lot of money, you know. Hey, God, you know, is it worth this? You know, and things are going through your head.
Yeah.
The devil is right there, and he's impressing that in your mind.
Yeah.
Like, man, $10,000. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you like maybe $5,000, maybe $1,000.
Yeah.
And then later on, I'll give you some more.
Yeah.
And later on, I'll give you some more. But that never happens, you know.
Yeah.
It happened to me, you know. I mean, in my lifetime, it was very difficult, because when you get a lot of money and it's like, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money compared to, let's just say you got $100.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can easily give 10, you know.
Yeah.
There's no big deal there.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of faith in that. But when it comes to the big money, you got to have a lot of faith.
But that's why also it is, once we talked about that trust too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know that the man and woman of God where I'm serving at and where I'm getting the word at are doing right by the people and
Amen.
By the word,
Amen.
And I know that they're good, they're honorable, then I don't mind that, because it's a principle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's not the amount. It's just, okay, let me sow back into this ministry so that they can go further out, because the money being used to further the ministry.
Amen. That's the storehouse. Bring all your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there be meat. And the meat he's talking about is the word of God, of course, making you strong. And again, he said, and watch this. He said, prove me, man.
Amen.
Prove me.
I love it.
Yeah, do it and I'll show you what I can do. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, I've been a tither for a long time, many, many years. And I see what God does. I mean, he is awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory
he is.
To God. Hallelujah. I mean, he's great, powerful, wonderful. He's just an awesome God. He loves you so much. But he wants you to obey him. He wants you to, you know, those principles are set forever.
Yeah. And that's why the world can operate the principles and not even want our Father.
Right.
They're thinking they're doing it, but that's just how good our Father is. The principle works.
Amen.
And even people who are not submitted to Christ are working the principles.
Amen.
And they're getting the benefits.
But they call it a different name,
but it's
karma,
karma
thing, you know?
Manifestations, all
that's
that
all
stuff.
They call it different.
But it's still principles.
Right.
And so because we submitted unto our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, amen. We give it to God, and God will give it back in a whole lot, many different ways. But, you know, we're looking at money. But God is saying, hey, man, I'm not looking at the money, man. I don't need your money.